As he came down the great staircase at last, after Mrs. Rochester had flung herself from the battlements, there was a great crash. All fell. He was taken out from under the ruins, alive but sadly hurt. A beam had fallen in such a way as to protect him, partly, but one eye was knocked out, and one hand so crushed that Mr. Carter, the surgeon, had to amputate it directly. The other eye inflamed. He lost the sight of that also. He's now helpless indeed, blind and a cripple.
Where is he? Where does he now live?
At Ferndean, a manor house on a farm he has about 30 miles off. Quite a desolate spot.
Who is with him?
Old John and his wife. He would have none else. He's quite broken down, they say.
Have you any sort of conveyance?
We have a chaise, ma'am. A very handsome chaise.
Let it be got ready instantly. And if your postboy can drive me to Ferndean before dark this day, I'll pay both you and him twice the hire you usually demand.
End of side 15.